Each year, hundreds of thousands of women are successfully treated for cancer, but there's a price. Radiation and chemotherapy can damage the ovaries, and many women who undergo treatment won't be able to have children. This week, two groundbreaking studies suggest a new option for cancer patients who hope to become pregnant. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
7 years ago, a woman with breast cancer came to Dr. Kutluk Oktay of Cornell University's Weill Medical College. The woman was 30 and knew cancer treatment could cause early menopause and leave her infertile. So she had Oktay remove tissue from her ovaries and freeze it. About a year ago, Oktay thawed out the tissue and transplanted it into his patient's abdomen, just below the skin.
It was actually the patient who first noticed that the graft was working. She started feeling the eggs growing as pea-sized little nodules under her skin. And shortly after, we did an ultrasound. We could see these eggs growing, and we measured her hormones, and she was no longer in menopause. She was making estrogen, and her hormone levels were normalized.
Over the next few months, Oktay's team began removing the eggs. The team hoped that at least one could be used to produce a pregnancy. Oktay says his team learned a lot from those early efforts.
Every time we did this, we were able to take it to a next step. It was first getting intact eggs. Next was getting an egg that could be fertilized. We did that in the fifth cycle, but the embryo wasn't normal. And the next step was to get an embryo that looked normal. So that actually gives us a sense that we are making a progress.
Dr. Oktay describes producing that apparently normal embryo in this week's issue of The Lancet. Unfortunately, the embryo did not produce a pregnancy when it was placed in his patient's uterus. But a second report in the journal Nature offers evidence that the technique is likely to succeed. Dr. David Lee of Oregon Health and Science University in Portland says researchers there used a similar procedure and achieved a pregnancy in a rhesus monkey.
Pregnancy went to term, and we had a healthy, full-term baby born, and she's actually almost a year now and is completely normal and doing quite well.
Does this monkey have a name?
She does. Her name is Brenda, and Brenda, B is for bilateral oophorectomy.
The other letters stand for a bunch of other technical stuff. Dr. Lee says his success, coupled with the news about the human embryo, suggests an exciting future for storing and transplanting ovarian tissue. Cornell's Dr. Oktay is equally enthusiastic.
There will be a pregnancy. I have no question that eventually there will be a pregnancy. The question is that how efficient this procedure is going to be, what will be the pregnancy rates, and those will have to be answered with a large clinical trial, which may take 2, 3, 5, 10 years.
Many patients probably won't want to wait that long. Dr. Oktay says about 100,000 girls and women a year are left infertile after medical treatments that damage the ovaries. He says that for many, including girls who haven't reached puberty, banking ovarian tissue is the only way to preserve fertility. Lindsay Knorr runs a group called Fertile Hope for cancer patients. 3 years ago, when she was 24, Knorr decided to have some of her eggs frozen before she started cancer treatment. She says the new work is so important because it means many more women who face cancer treatment may be able to have children.
Advancements like this they're one of the few tangible things that someone believes they will survive and believes in their future and sort of gives them the hope to live the life they always imagined living. So it's hope.
Storing ovarian tissue also might offer healthy young women a way to ensure fertility later in life, but doctors say that's inappropriate until the technique is proven safe and reliable. John Hamilton, NPR News.